Welcome to this episode of Stupid Stuff. We are going to be talking about stupid stuff. And like before, we're going to get a co-host, whatnot. We're going to redo this episode from the first one because basically I was still waiting for the footage and somehow I published it on accident. So basically, stay tuned. We'll be right back in just a bit. And enjoy this track for Monster Cat. Everyone, today we're going to be talking about the topic between Kanye West and Trump. Politics and rap music. Let's see. Trump Towers, fashion design, whatnot. And I'm here with XX Mad XX. How you doing?
Hi, I'm good. Like Mad is nice, but Mad for short. But yeah, I'm good. How you doing, Roger?
I'm doing good. Basically, what is your toll on Trump being president after a year?
Yeah, I didn't even vote or anything.
Neither did I. And basically, I heard Kanye released a new album, and one part said about presidency. What is your toll on his new album? Well, it's a new single.
The one with T.I., rapper T.I.?
I don't think I remember from the title, but I just remember.
I think it's Kanye versus the People, I think it's called. And I heard it like once.
Yeah, it's something versus the people, whatnot. And basically, he mentioned about Trump and his goal to being president. Now, previously, before, he did say that he is going to be president in 2020. Like that will ever happen.
Hey, I don't even know anymore. Like, I feel like this is all just a stage for entertainment. Like, politics was looked at as serious because of the president, but I feel like now it's just all entertainment, especially once Trump got elected, because I was like, wow, I used to think there was standards to that kind of, like, you know, getting into that role. I thought you at least had to, I don't know, have some kind of, I don't know, politic backing or something, but now I feel like it's open for anyone, if you have the money and finance.
Yeah, if you had enough money like Trump. But here's the thing. There are good things that came out of Trump. He made world peace with North Korea. And then later on, North and South Korea had their summoning. And North Korea stopped their nuclear program. It's crazy enough, but it's stupid, but it's crazy enough that they stopped.
Mm-hmm. I guess that's always good. Don't want no nukes going off. We already have radiation in the Pacific Ocean. We don't need no more of that crap.
Maybe that's the reason why SpongeBob exists for real, and it's why an actual fishologist, I think that's what I'm saying it, that's what they're called.
Mm-hmm.
A fishologist made SpongeBob because he discovered that fish do talk, a real sponge under the ocean, pineapples.
Okay.
I know I'm getting off topic of the topic
It's okay. Hey, that happens sometimes with these podcasts, so it's cool.
Oh yeah, this is like the second episode, and well, it's actually gonna be the first because of a reboot of it.
Okay.
I had co-host that actually that was there, but had difficulties. Now this time I'm gonna wait until I get the footage.
Oh, okay. Hey, cool. You'll get better though if you really, you know, like it and you want to keep doing it. Yeah. I have a few podcasts myself with co-hosts, so yeah.
What do you recommend to the people that would be listening to this?
I recommend, and specifically with Kanye West, is to look at the video yourself, because everyone was talking about it. I had no idea, like, what was going on, because I didn't see Kanye West, what he said. I didn't hear about anything. I didn't know about his picture with the Make America Great Again hat. I didn't know until, like, literally recently today, earlier today. And, like, I suggest everyone look at the video and develop their own opinions before they just follow everybody else's opinion.
It's pretty much just like that famous video where it's like, because you know that famous music video got, like, age restricted on YouTube because of scenes that, like, shouldn't be shown on the internet for young children.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, Kanye's a great rapper and a fashion designer. Well, not much of a fashion designer, but a great rapper and whatnot. But after hearing one of his latest albums, Before Ye versus the People, makes no goddamn sense whatsoever, in my opinion.
Like, anyway, his music prior, are you talking? Like, his music prior to that?
I'm talking about, like, I remember seeing this video. There's this beef over on Twitter that Deadmau5 and Kanye West were going at it. Because there are rumors that photos were taken of him pirating music software to create some music. And then it's just roasting back and forth. I think I heard something about, like, birthday party, have Deadmau5 dressed as Minnie Mouse.
Oh.
Yeah. Okay.
Wait, now I hear that.
Yeah. Do you have any final words before I get off here?
Yeah, like I said, I actually agree with some of the stuff Kanye said, and I feel like he's honestly looking at that video on TMZ specifically, I feel like he's hurting, and there's definitely some crazy stuff going on with it with him. For him to be he's always behaved like someone who's mentally traumatized and suffering. That's how I behave when I'm really going through stuff. I kind of yell and look at me, look at me. And he always behaves like that. So I think people need to really pay attention and take note and realize not everything is what it seems on the outside. There's always a lot of stuff going on behind the scenes. And I feel it's definitely the case with Kanye West.
Let's just hope that he becomes president. We just pray to God that nothing happens, like, badly.
Right, yeah.
Okay, everyone, that's it with my co-host. Thank you for being here.
Thank you. No problem.
Okay, coming up, we're going to be talking about more stupid shit, even though, I don't know. But first, another song from Monster Cat. You know, this show is pretty great and all, whatnot, talking about stupid shit, about politics, and whatnot. But basically, when I say a bunch of this, sometimes it's not for children, sometimes it's for adults, sometimes sometimes it can be for children, but that's not the case. We're here to talk about making people's lives miserable, about their media and whatnot, because people don't realize nowadays that everything's a goddamn meme. Like, I'm saying that I go on a computer and what do I see? A fucking meme. Boy, I don't hope they don't take my show off for this. But yeah, another meme and whatnot. I don't mind for memes, but they're good as they are. And for who they represent. Anyway, that's just my opinion, whatnot. Memes were good back then when I discovered them. They were a lot funnier back then. But nowadays, it's just like, no, I can't handle it. It's a bunch of bullshit. Bunch of lot of other shit. And I don't even know. I'm just sitting on my ass on my phone, do nothing. And just looking at these goddamn memes. Some are funny, some are good. And I just love making memes. Lately, I will tell you guys at the end of the episode. But right now, if you go into youtube.com/Raj1240, you can see my latest content, what I post on my channel. And yeah, so basically, in a bit, I will be getting another co-host. But for now, let's just get down with more music. Coming up, it's more Monster Cat songs from the Monster Cat podcast. Enjoy.